South African President Thabo Mbeki opened the conference with a two-hour address about the state of the country and party during the past 5 years. He spoke of a stable economy underpinned by consistent growth, of significant reductions in unemployment and poverty, and improvements in education, health, and other social programs. Even so, he said, poverty, unemployment, and underdevelopment remain high in many parts of South Africa, and greater effort and commitment is needed until all South Africans can enjoy the benefits of economic advancement.
The outcomes of this national conference must demonstrate in clear terms that our movement is ready and willing to respond to the new phase of our national democratic revolution and sure to accomplish the goals it set. This is what the masses of our people expect, and we do not disappoint those expectations.
But Mr. Mbeki lamented trends in the ruling party toward patronage, corruption, and personal enrichment at any cost. He said these activities rob from the poor, and it is incumbent on delegates to select leaders who will regenerate what he termed the moral force of leaders of the past.
If so, what measures are needed consciously to restore the moral force of our movement so that within the organization and throughout all levels, the state of our movement is inoculated from insidious incitements to corruption, to patronage, and to lust for power?
Mr. Mbeki cannot run for a third term as the country's president, but is facing stiff competition from ANC deputy Jacob Zuma in seeking re-election as party leader. If Mr. Zuma wins the leadership race, he is a strong contender to become South African president in 2009 because of the party's overwhelming support among South Africa's black majority. He was fired from the government by Mr. Mbeki after being linked to a corruption scandal, but is going into the leadership vote with a significant lead. The start of the meeting and Mr. Mbeki's address was delayed by a loud and angry dispute between party chairman Tero Lekota, who is running the conference, and Secretary General of the Youth League, Sihle Zikalala, and others over counting of ballots.
Point of order, please. Point of order,
what is out of order?
Point of order, please.
What is out of order?
Comrade Terra, this is not a National Executive Committee meeting. And this is a conference of the ANC, the highest decision-making body of the ANC. And as a result, Comrade Terra, we've got a right as a conference to take a decision on processes of how conference should be run.
Good.
Comrade Terra, please don't disrupt the conference.
Comrade Terra.
Zuma supporters oppose electronic ballot counting in the party leader election, demanding a manual count. While they argue publicly that manual counting is a tradition at ANC conferences, privately they say they are concerned that Mr. Mbeki's supporters might rig the vote. The party conference has agreed that at least 50% of the new National Executive Committee, which may increase from 60 to 90 members, will be women. Voting results will be known Monday. Dila Robertson, VOA News, Polokwane.